What that tells me is that God wants to know us, my friends. He wants to know us in our storms, in our crisis. He wants to be known in those crisis moments. Moses and the Israelites were swarmed by the Egyptians. They knew that God was with them. Jesus' disciples were struggling. They knew that Jesus was with them. Job is experiencing great storms in his life, lost his wife, lost his family, lost all his possessions. And now he knows that God is with him. God is with us in all our storms, and this is how God wants us to know him. God meets you in his storms. When we experience those storms, we really have two options, though. We can turn inward, or we can turn upward. I want to repeat that. When we have storms in life, we can turn inward, or we can turn upward. A woman named Catherine Wolfe wrote a book recently. It's called Overwhelming Loss and Overcoming Love. I want to reference it. Back in 2008, this woman, Catherine Wolfe, she experienced a great tragedy. You see, she had a massive stroke that really took away a lot of her life. She didn't die, but she wasn't able to walk, and she wasn't able to clearly talk, and she wasn't able to care for herself. She was a model, but now was confined to a wheelchair, and she had to go through 11 surgeries just to get to a point to function in life. And in her book, she writes this. And it's a little long, but I wanted to share it with you this morning. Her name's Catherine Wolfe. Despair washed over me as I watched my husband Jay and his sisters playing with our son James, lifting him in the air and running around with him in circles, laughing out loud, while I could barely even hold my head up because my neck wasn't strong enough. I found myself wondering, has God made a mistake? I've gone from making lasagna in my kitchen to being fed all meals through a tube in my stomach. I've gone from wearing cute outfits every day to wearing adult diapers and hospital gowns. I should be in heaven right now. Then at least everyone's pain would eventually come to an end, she writes. No, she turned inward with those words. And who could blame her? What a horrible tragedy to go through that. And don't we do a similar thing when we experience storms? We can oftentimes turn inward. We can count our losses and count our pain. We can become overwhelmed with the difficulties that are going on in our life, and it just can become so big that we can never overcome it. But my friends, this woman, Catherine, changed. She no longer looked inward. She looked upward. And I want to share with you how this book ends. This is what she writes. And it's her words, not mine. I'm just sharing with you what she wrote. Then suddenly, before my thoughts had fully landed in my heart and head, I felt a deep awakening of God and his word, which I had known since I was a little girl. Then she writes as if she's God here. Catherine, you are not a mistake. I don't make mistakes. I know better than you know. I'm God, and you're not. Remember that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. There is a purpose in all of this. I know you can't fight this. That doesn't matter. All you have to do is to be still and let me fight for you. And then she goes on to write in her own voice, something supernatural occurred in those moments. God met me in the midst of my storm. I suddenly felt extraordinary. She turned upward in her storm. Did you hear it? And my friends, this morning, we have an opportunity to turn upward. Because guess who's here? Jesus is here. Whatever storm you brought this morning to church, he meets you right where you are. We have the body and blood of Jesus. Communion is something that we shouldn't stay away from if we're experiencing crisis and storms. We shouldn't withdraw. Communion is not for the perfect or for those who have everything in perfect place in their life. Communion is for broken sinners going through storms in life. God is there. God is with you. He's ever present. And you get to know him as he comes to you today. What storms are you experiencing today? Is it like Job, where you've lost everything? Or is it like Catherine Wolf, where you have a health concern or something that's hanging out there that nobody else knows? It can be really difficult. You can feel isolated. You can feel far distant from the shore. You can't even see the shore. Will anything good come? How can we get out of this, we ask? Jesus meets you. He meets you today in your storm. Get to know him there today. Amen. Let's pray about that, then we'll have a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for that woman. I don't know who she is, Catherine, that in her challenge, which was so significant, she made a change, and she looked for you. Lord, help each one of us today, in whatever situation we find ourselves, to look upward and to you. And we thank you that your promise is to meet us where we are, to love us completely where we are. May we know that once again as we receive the body and blood of your Son, Jesus. Amen.